Karen, really appreciate your time today.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course.
And hello, Raleigh.
Yes. What led you to investigate your family's Holocaust survival story?
Well, I had an interesting situation. I had one parent who spoke about her wartime experiences, and she survived the war in Europe. And my father, who escaped and was a refugee who fled before the war, never spoke at all about it. And we were not allowed to ask him. And he died when we were young. And he was young. And so I never got a chance to speak to my father, adult to adult, about what had happened. And my mother, who survived as a slave laborer disguised as a Polish Catholic, spoke selectively. So I tried over the years to approach the subject. Every decade of my adult life, I sort of backed off from it. And finally, in 2014, I addressed the whole matter in earnest because I wanted to be able to fill the gaps for the sake of my family and my sister's children and the public at large, with the hope that if they understood what happened to one family in detail, they would feel empathy and perhaps prevent trauma like that and loss and persecution from happening to others.
During this journey, what did you confirm? What sort of things did you answer? Like, what questions did you answer? Or maybe what surprised you the most about this journey?
There were many, many discoveries that I was amazed to have made. I scoured the world's archives online and also real ones. Because of the language barrier, I don't speak Polish, I don't speak German. I did hire a genealogist for much of my father's story because he was from Lvov, which is now Lviv, Ukraine, but at the time was in Poland. And I was amazed to discover the house that he had grown up in, which turns out to be a UNESCO World Site. Those are sites that are architectural gems and precious to show what humans can do. And I even got into the house. And when we knocked on some of the doors, people were afraid to respond. But one lady did respond, and she remembered when she first moved into the building, old-timers telling her that the house had been turned into a brothel during the war, and that there were passageways from the house to a cabaret and a hotel next door. And my grandfather had been a slave laborer and under the Nazis, and he somehow escaped. And we found out from my uncle, because my father wouldn't tell us this, much later in life, we found out from our uncle that my grandfather hid in the attic, and he had especially prepared that attic. So he got back into the attic, and when I found out about the passageways that the Ukrainian woman described, I understood immediately that that had to have been how he escaped from the Nazis when they found out that he and other Jews were hiding, and that was how he left the city. And I knew the barest outline of what happened later, which was that he crossed the Carpathian Mountains to Hungary. Wow. And the rest of that story, it's long, so I guess I'll stop there for the moment.
Unfortunately, as we know, not everyone was able to escape the Nazis and their onslaught. Did you learn anything about any of your other family members who maybe were not able to survive that you were never able to meet?
I knew that my father's mother, the wife of the grandfather I just was talking about, had posed as a Catholic. She was blonde and blue-eyed, and it was easier for her to hide her identity, her Jewish identity, than most. And I knew that she had taken poison when the Gestapo stormed up the steps to arrest her. And I had assumed that the house I just told you about in Lviv, that I got into, was the house that they had stormed up the steps and tried to arrest her at. But it turns out that in Soviet times, when the Soviets took the city of Lvov right after the invasion in the beginning of World War II, that they threw out people from their homes or forced people to share their homes with other members of the proletariat. But in fact, it turned out when I found my father's brother's file from the Polytechnic University that my family had been thrown out from this house, and that my grandmother had suicided in another house that no longer exists. But I had at least the privilege of knowing where she lived during peacetime and the street that she looked out on, perhaps drinking cafe and coffee and Linzer tort. And that gave me some sense of her taste mm-hmm. and what her life was like before everything started.
Remarkable stuff. Karen A. Frankel in her new book, Family Treasures Lost and Found. Karen, really appreciate your time and your perspective this morning. All the best with the book, and hope we get a chance to talk again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day. Thank you.